The phenomenon of sugar daddy and sugar baby relationships has come to more attention in Ireland in recent years. And now a sugar baby coaching event, believe it or not, is coming to Dublin on Friday. Brooke Urich is the spokesperson for Seeking Arrangement, the company that is setting up the event. I caught up with her a little bit earlier. I began by asking her, what exactly is Seeking Arrangement? Is it a business transaction or is it, as they say, a dating website?
Is not a business transaction website. It is a dating website, and it's a unique dating website. What makes it unique is that we let our members choose how much time and money they want to invest in a relationship beforehand, which can lead to some shortcuts for dating.
You say it's a dating website, but one half of the couple is paying the other half. Is that not more of a business transaction?
That's a common misconception, and I'm glad you brought that up, because sugar babies are not paid. They are receiving gifts from people they're in relationships with, and those gifts can come in the form of trips, dinners, tuition, bills. It's not just a lump sum that's being handed over, and it's surely not a payment. When you're giving someone money as a gift because you're in a relationship with them, no, that's not being paid. If someone wants to be paid by the hour, then they can get a job. If someone wants to be gifted and spoiled by someone in a relationship with, then they're a sugar baby.
I've read quotes from you, and you've been quoted saying that the average wage for a sugar baby is €2,500 a month. Is that an accurate quotation?
No, because it's not a wage. Like I said, sugar babies are not making taxable income. This is not a job, and they're not being paid, like I said. Sugar babies do receive allowances, though, and that's the amount of money that a sugar daddy would spend on someone he's in a relationship with. And from what I hear, setting a budget for a relationship can actually be cheaper than a traditional relationship.
People will say there's something creepy about the idea of an older man essentially paying for everything for a younger woman. How do you respond to that?
SeekingArrangement.com and online dating in general is not for everyone. This is an adult choice. Everyone that comes to Seeking Arrangement is 18 years and older, and they're able to make their own choices. If someone is seeking a relationship like this off the site, then that's not a problem. And if they go to a website, then it shouldn't be a problem either.
What about the safety aspect of this? You are, after all, arranging for people who don't know each other to meet.
Sure. Online dating is always a risk, and meeting people online in general is always going to be a risk. Seeking Arrangement is actually one of the safest sites out there. We offer a third-party background check for our members. We have a customer support team, a team internationally that works around the clock. We have member reporting, message monitoring, and several other mechanisms in place to keep this website safe. In addition to that, we have an entire content website dedicated to sugar babies and specifically keeping them safe and teaching them how to be a sugar baby. And that website is called Let's Talk Sugar.
Why do young women want to become sugar babies? What is in it for them?
This is a very sought-after lifestyle, and women in general are sold a fairy tale from a very young age. And it's not so wrong to want someone who can take care of you. But that's not the only thing that sugar babies are after. Most of them are in university. They're looking to better themselves. They're looking for networking, for connections. A lot of them are attracted to older men and don't get to meet them in their regular life. Some of them want to become acclimated to older men because they know that'll help them in their careers. So there's lots of things that were beneficial to a sugar baby besides just the financial aspect.
Is the relationship inevitably sexual?
Some relationships are platonic, and if there is a romantic component in a relationship, then sometimes intimacy is aspired to, but that's not a requirement by any means, just like any other dating site.
So you've been in operation for 11 years. How many sugar babies and sugar daddies do you have in Ireland at this time?
Yeah, there's over 23,000 sugar babies registered in Ireland. And I'm not sure if those are all active members. There's over 8,000 sugar daddies in Ireland. Those are people who signed up and gave us their email addresses.
Finally, you're having this coaching event here on Friday. Tell us what will be happening at this event.
The Let's Talk Sugar coaching event is a chance for sugar babies to get one-on-one personal advice. Advice with their profiles and specific advice to Ireland. I'm looking to learn more about what sugaring is like here and help them with some specialized advice.
And that was Brooke Ulrich of SeekingArrangement.com. We'll be back shortly.